Power 105.1. We got Eric Williams on the line. Of course, the Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
Angela Yee, what's good, Charlamagne? What's happening? What's going on?
Eric!
There's a lot of ruckus going on in the States.
Eric, how are you going to throw a drink in my girl's face like that?
You know damn well why I threw a drink in her face like that.
Talk to him, Eric. I'm with you, my brother.
First of all, she's dishonoring my mother. You know what I mean? You don't do no like that.
What did she say? What did she do to your mom? Because she said she hasn't seen your mom since the wedding, and your mom said she's not blessing the wedding and has made it very difficult for her.
Hey, this the fact that you knowing this is a violation, because that's conversation between my mother and her before that wedding, you dig? That's that mother, you know, potentially, daughter by marriage conversation. She's supposed to wear that to the grave. No one is supposed to know about that conversation. I didn't even know about that conversation. But the world knew it, because you know why? She put this on Sister magazine, that stupid ass magazine, and then she's been talking about it in every interview she's been doing. So only thing I was saying was, honor that mother. You can do what you need to do and all that crazy stuff and talk about me, pinata, yada, 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 all that crazy you know, but don't disrespect my mother on national TV. That's all it was about.
Now, Eric, when you
walk away after that.
Now, Eric, when you watched it last night and you saw the cake and you saw her had you beheaded on the cake and beating you with the pinata, what was going through your head, man? What was going through the night?
Well, first of all, the knot was upset, really. I wasn't really upset, yo. It was the knot, man, because they don't put the knot back on there. Damn, them don't make the knot famous. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for the knot, yo. But besides that, I really didn't care about the pinata and all the, you know what I'm saying, the whole, the essence they was using. That was like a damn near like a blood sacrifice on that damn thing, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. She needed, I mean, through it all, I'm still the topic of discussion, yo. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, it's early here. I'm up, and I needed to watch it because I got everybody on me like, yo, this, that, and the third. Man, she got two gay dudes on there. They kissing. There was only two gay dudes on there. You know what I'm saying? All that was staged, man. She needed to come clean with it. Come straight up, yo. You can't hurt me. That don't hurt me.
She had no business throwing a drink on you, though. I'll tell you that much. She had no business throwing a drink on you, and I feel like you throwing a drink on her was justified.
Listen, I tried to go away, yo. You know what I mean? That was a real emotional time when she was talking about my mother. I'm telling you, right? And that was emotional then at the time, because I was pulling between her and my mother at the same time, but I still married her. You know what I mean? So for her to tell me to check my mother, man, where's my...
But Eric, let me ask you this. Because I spoke to Jennifer, and she said that when you threw the drink in her face, you actually hit her in the face with the glass.
Oh, come on, y'all. She would have been bleeding. The glass would have broke. Let's keep it 100. She wants sympathy from the world. Everybody knows this. You dig?
Because I was watching the show, and knowing both of you and Eric, we have always got along. We never had no issues. But I did feel like you were all up in her face, that you threw the drink really close to her face. It was very aggressive, and it concerned me.
I mean, yeah, the drink was aggressive because, listen, the thing is, the action, everybody in the world might be like, damn, why you do that? But listen, I don't apologize for the reaction. You dig? The reaction was there because you don't know what the going on. You know what I'm saying? All the world appearance really can kiss my ass. I really don't care about that. You dig? I just know what was going on within my life, and then my was the one that's on TV being exploded. My name is the one being dragged around. Remember, the chick still married, you dig? Still, you know what I'm saying? She's doing some reckless on TV. I love that fact, because that ain't gonna do nothing but help me in court. But on the rest of that stuff, you know what I mean? I'm the one that's going through the situation and all that. And it was never for me. Nobody on that panel wouldn't know nobody, all right? So let's keep it 100, you know what I'm saying?
But you
only
know
thing
what?
I was saying, only thing I was saying was, honor my mother. You see, I got up and I walked away because I seen she didn't know herself no more.
But you know what? I feel you, Eric. But the other thing is...
Hold on. One second, Yee. She ain't acting herself right now, and you know it. You know what I'm saying? She don't change 350 degrees. That's the person that she is right now.
360, Eric.
So all that stuff that's going on right now, I don't even know her. So the splash up that holy water, I had to baptize that ass, you think?
But you know what?
Lost herself.
Being friends with Jennifer, I have seen her crying about the fact that your mom and her don't get along. And it has to be difficult for somebody to be married to
a man who... That stuff go on all the time, you know what I mean? No, it ain't true to have to try to, you know, get my mother to actually like you all the way. but you're going to respect what the he has to say. You know what I'm saying? That was between, that was your heads and your heads only. It wasn't for the world to hit it. You dig? That was 3 years ago. Why you bringing that up now for a story for yourself? So don't give me the bull. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in this for real. I'm not trying to make a career. You know she's trying to make a career, dog. You know what I mean? And then the ironic of the whole thing, you see the way they set up that whole show, that was around me and my emotions and my relationship, you dig? Mm-hmm. And she's going out there looking like a harlot out there. You know what I mean?
But you know what else, Eric?
Man, the Harlot's Hills, you know, said you're drinking the devil's drink. They got you talking about, you know, condoms this and condoms that. The only thing you're talking about in your mouth is smashing. If that's a good example for the world for yourself, she needs to check herself. You need to check herself. You need to check her too. That's your best friend. You know her from day one. But you let her go down that road like that too? There you go.
All right, E. Well, Eric, you be safe out there in Africa.
Yeah, man, that's $5 a minute. You know what I'm saying? Amy, you have me a hold, but I'm here with the gold, though. You know how you see what the market doing?
All right, man, you be safe out there.
Talking about basketball, but I'm getting that gold on these you dig?
Hi, homie.
All right, Eric. All right, bro. Eric, know he be messing up.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1.